a cow moose shot and killed after a confrontation with an angler. Coming up next on The Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hageman. On the morning of June 14th, Wyoming Game and Fish Department personnel received a report that a cow moose had been shot in a confrontation with an angler on the North Tongue River in the Bighorn National Forest near Bear Lodge Resort. When game wardens responded, they found the moose deceased from her injuries. The game wardens interviewed the angler, who said he had encountered the moose at close range in thick willows. He fired multiple shots at the moose when she became agitated and charged him. The wardens searched the surrounding area and found two young-of-the-year moose calves they believed the cow was defending. Due to their inability to survive without their mother, the calves were euthanized. The North Tongue River and nearby areas are prime moose habitat. These areas are also popular with anglers and other recreationists who can take steps to prevent conflicts with moose and other wildlife. The Game and Fish asks the public to consider ways to avoid a potential conflict. While moose are found in many areas of the Bighorn National Forest and adjoining lands, they spend significant time in riparian areas, the areas in and around rivers, streams, and ponds. So pay particular attention to your surroundings while in these areas, watching and listening for movement. Despite their large size, moose can be difficult to spot in thick vegetation, such as willows. Make noise and move carefully through areas with low visibility. Be especially watchful during times of low light, such as early morning or late evening, as their dark coloring always makes moose hard to see. Give moose and other wildlife as much space as possible and an escape route. All wildlife can be unpredictable and become defensive if they feel threatened. Doe deer, cow moose, and elk may become quickly protective of fawns or calves that are hidden nearby but not observable to you. Choose another route of travel if your path will take you near visible wildlife, and be alert to an animal becoming agitated by your presence. Signs of agitation include interruption of feeding, staring, ears pinned back, and head lowered. Dogs should be on a leash or under voice control. Dogs can trigger protective behavior in deer, moose, and other animals, and it's illegal to allow dogs to chase or harass wildlife. Consider carrying bear spray while recreating. It can be effective, non-lethal deterrent in a conflict situation with moose, bears, or other wildlife. This has been The Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.